Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for coming to continue our conversation and simultaneously struggle for salvation of Russian heritage. And I'm personally very proud that we're standing here in this cathedral of Temple of Modernity in MoMA with a lot of Russians on the floors, and because Russian contribution to the development of modernism is immense. I'm very proud of this. But still, we are standing in front to make some practical actions. And thank you, of course, for bringing me here. And I know that I am personally brought by the fund of mutual understanding. And this is a very nice word, mutual understanding, because we are searching for that. And I'm also thanking for the exhibition. And here in New York, we have a step in international campaign, intellectual campaign for salvation of something. Normally, it takes 10, 20 years in different countries. In Europe, or, well, to take Israel for the struggle for Tel Aviv, it started 15, 20 years ago. Russia is late with this. And we have no time because the buildings are falling down. We should be very quick. We are in urgency. So I would like to have some slides just to get inside the theme. This is another of Richard Perr exhibition in Moscow. We have seen yesterday beautiful glamour pictures done by Jean-Louis or by Richard. I'm sorry, of course, by Richard. But this is just still life. It is in a ruin. It is the part of the Museum of Architecture which called a ruin, and this is total coincidence of theme, the ruin of the building and the ruins of avant-garde. In fact, this is aestheticization of the theme as it was in the 18th century. The theme of the ruin in architecture was one of the major. And I have been amazed personally looking at the program that at least at four presentations there are the word fate and destiny, including myself. That means that there is a cycle, the birth and the death, and too much of fate and destiny within the program. And here I would like to remind a quotation from the article of Nikolai Russov, which have been published after the opening of exhibition. The result of threats to be a collective amnesia that will permanently distort one of the most critical periods of modern architectural history. We should make some collective efforts to stop this. The beginning of this amnesia. But still I need showing some ruins, which I showed yesterday. This is Shukhov, and this is Nizhny Novgorod. This is Moscow, and this is Nikolaev building. This is St. Petersburg, and this is Nikolsky Stadium, also ruined. And now one book which was not shown yesterday because no space, but this is Catherine Cook, who in fact devoted the whole of her life to the study and also promotion of Russian heritage. And what is the most important values? Why we should struggle? It is innovative spirit, of course, and pioneering vision, new approach to space, form, tectonics, new architectural language, new types of buildings, working clubs, never existed before, palace of culture, fantastic system of bakery, or fabric kitchens. This is new typology, which is now destroyed and gone from the history of architecture. And of course, social orientation, social approach, which is has its own value. In order to stop this destructive process, the International Scientific Conference, Heritage at Risk, Preservation of 20th Century Architecture and World Heritage, has been organized last year in Moscow. In fact, it was one of the most significant international events in the cultural heritage protection, which had taken place in Moscow during the last decade. This is very important. And four major international organizations and all Russian organizations have been involved in it. This unanimity is testifying as minimum to the following two circumstances. The real global fame of the outstanding architectural structures built in Russia in 20s and 50s, still in 50s, and secondly, to the sharp problems existing in conservation of this valuable cultural layer. There were around 400 participants and 136 papers were presented. That is enormous. The proceedings published and etc. Calling for support of the four major global professional organizations, it was expected that active international involvement could bring, first, qualitative changes in the evaluation of this important heritage stratum in Russia. This is a major thing. Upgrade the understanding and its values. To work out complete conservation strategy, including monuments restoration and rehabilitation within scientific international principles. Third one, adequate management policy. And the fourth, clear understanding to the general public and authorities on the necessity of making urgent steps to preserve values created in Russia in the 20th century. I would say that in March this year, a special working group on protection of the Russian architectural avant-garde has launched its work within the Russia's President Council on Culture and Arts. This is a very important step. One of the aims to upgrade the status of the building to the all-national federal level, to control over conservation projects, and to promote unique structures into the World Heritage List. Moscow Declaration adopted within the conference and signed by four international organizations. This is very important. This is International Union of Architects, DOCOMOMA, and ICOMOS. It is signed by all. Seventh suggestion. Shukhov's radio tower, Narkomfin building, Nikolaev commune house, Rusakov club and also culture club of Melnikov, own house of Melnikov, which has significant problems in terms of construction which is going around. There is no light inside the building. In terms of ownership, it is shared property now to the moment, belonging partly to the family, partly to the newly established fund, Russian Avant-Garde. This is also very important. The fate of the collection, and in future, what type of the museum will be established. The state of preservation. This is the crack on the basement. This is significant because this could lead to the destruction of the structure totally. And the fourth underground Mayakovsky metro station. Jean-Louis Cohen will be talking today about the possibility of protection Central Soyuz building by Le Corbusier, and there is cluster nomination prepared by several countries to push forward to the World Heritage List. This is unprecedented action. Russia is not on the list with Narkomfin, with Central Soyuz building, excuse me. But looking, it is alive, structurally solid, and with unbelievably beautiful interiors, the picture taken by Richard Pear. Russia has no experience in conservation, 20th century structures. There are two major approaches. First approach is total redevelopment of the monument. This is the case of planetarium, and today Anka Zalivaka will be talking on this in detail, when the monument is just raised up on 6 meters up, the volume was increased in 4 times, it is jacked up. This is unprecedented engineer work, but this action gives possibility to me talking about withdraw this monument from the list of monuments. Another approach, this is facadism. This is Burevestnik Club, now the headquarters of the Russian Avant-Garde Foundation, where all the interiors have been destroyed. This is the matter of rehabilitation of the whole building. I would say that World Heritage structures already on the list. This is an example of Bauhaus in Dessau. That was a long process of investigation, very careful restoration work taking in mind previous mistake have been done, for instance, in Weissenhof, but still we get in the World Heritage List the perfect example renewed. Or, for instance, in the case of Tel Aviv, two latest nominations, I have been doing the work of evaluation mission, and they have enormous problem how to preserve building to stop development rights, which is belonging to the citizen by law. And in fact, you see the process when the original buildings start to be putting caps in additional 1, 2, 3 floors. This is by law development rights of inhabitants. That means that the state should give compensation, municipality compensation to the owners, or to transfer development right to the construction of skyscraping somewhere in the suburb. It is in the World Heritage List now, but still, enumeration of these caps means the change of balance in terms of authenticity, and this should be stopped. And another thing, this is Pioneer Hospital by Aalto. It is perfectly restored from the outside. The function is protected, but a lot of losses of authenticity inside, though I gave positive conclusion summarizing the whole aspect, still it was not let into the World Heritage List, and this is why we're talking on Aalto. Concluding, simplification and commercialization are engulfing the whole of contemporary international culture, which is characterized by simplified global vision and devaluation of meaning. The erosion of values is an ongoing process. Mass-produced goods and various phenomena of globalization have sharply increased the significance and value of the unique. At the same time, it is worth remembering that in contemporary setting, the development of the living historical city is taking place in a fundamentally different cultural environment from that of the late 19th, mid-20th century. We have long lived with scientific institutions actively working on heritage conservation. Special legislation that didn't exist before had been created. The zealots of antiquity and restorers should now be strong enough to oppose all sorts of development projects and architectural activities, and strong international conservation force existing, including World Heritage. In this context, the authenticity of historical buildings ought to be regarded not only as a spiritual and cultural value, but also as an economic asset capable of generating revenue. This is the most important. When you're talking with the commercially orientated forces, you should talk on the language they are normally talking. This is economical, commercial reasons. Preserved structure could bring you enormous profit in 20, 30 years because it is treasure. If it is redeveloped strongly, it is losing its value. This is so clear, and I think this is one of the goals to go on forward with restoration project. Today we have set of, I believe, very interesting presentations. There is a team of 5 personalities before lunch. First we'll be talking Anke Zalivaka, Dr. Anke Zalivaka, a historian and architect from Technische Universität in Berlin. She is one of fighters in Moscow, and I'm absolutely sure that we have done the conference together with Anke. And that was a duet which gave possibility to realize a lot of things. She wrote a PhD dissertation comparing the methods and technology in Germany and Russia, trying to come up nearer to each other, saying that in Germany we have restored things, and you have the similar things in Russia from the same material, the same principles. You should do the same. That was an appeal of her work. She will be talking on the case of planetarium. The second speaker is Jean-Louis Cohen. I do not need to represent him now, but he will be talking on Saint-Tropez building. He wrote a book on Le Corbusier and Moscow and the life of Le Corbusier in Russia. And he will be talking on destiny. He is one of putting the destiny on his title. Then Alexei Ginzburg. First, he is the grandson of Ginzburg. Then he's a very good architect with his private office in Moscow, making a lot of projects. And in fact, I was thinking how to present him. That should be a moral obligation of the whole of his life to restore the building. This is the major thing. If he will not save the building, well, he should do this, but not to renovate, to redevelop as an architect, because there is a strong shift between architecture and conservation. By the origin of profession, it is so obviously clear that it should be restored as an icon. And we shall be listening to his presentation. Another personality, very rare in the conference devoted to conservation, because Yuri Avakumov, very well-known architect and designer, curator of enormous number of exhibitions all over the world. There is already an article on him here in New York, just published before he arrived, and he will be taught. He is one of the fathers of famous paper architecture in Russia. This is definitely. He was within this famous movement of 80s and 90s. And one of his impulses for creativity was Russian constructivism and avant-garde in his personal works. So it is very interesting to listen. What is he thinking about putting in the title conjunctive reconstruction? And conjunctive. And then we have a pleasure to listen to the director and the founder and president of the Russian Avant-Garde Foundation, Senator Sergei Gordeev. The all titles are already within this. And he established a new foundation. This is the new organization. And it's aimed to promote the heritage of avant-garde, to make collection, to make libraries, headquarters in Burevestnik, a lot of prospects. And I think, yes, established Melnikov Committee in few days at the beginning of October in London, under the aegis of the Johnson Museum, there will be a presentation of Melnikov Committee where a lot of star personalities are collected to solve this problem. I do hope that the ship will be going in the right direction. And afterwards, if we'll have time, discussion. The major and important outcome of every conference, but as practice showed, there is no time for discussion. So my intention that all the speakers to be stricken in time, to have this time to talk about the matter. Thank you very much. Please, I'm calling for the first hour speaker. This is Anke Zalivako.